Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As I had Alex in terms of, I don't think anybody loves baseball and knows baseball the way Alex does. I don't think anybody loves basketball and knows basketball the way what will be my final guest here at WFAN full-time, the great Rick Pitino, coach of the Johnnies. Rick, what's happening, buddy?
All good. Getting ready to travel to Atlanta to play the mighty Wildcats.
That's right. Now, are you on the team bus? I know you guys are going to charter out soon. Where are you right at this moment, Rick?
I'm just driving to my house from practice.
Okay. Good practice. Did you bust go easy?
Yeah.
Or you bust them today?
No, we went hard. You know, Kentucky's had a week to prepare for us, so we want to expect new things, new wrinkles that they're going to run. They're a well-prepared team. They're very physical. So we want to just make sure that we're ready for the physicality that's going to happen on tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, there's no doubt. I certainly want to talk a little Johnny's Hoops with you. But I want to take you back to when you coached the Knicks, because you were coach of the Knicks the same year WFAN was born. And I'm curious, Rick, because I know you're an avid golfer. I know you love all the other sports. We've talked about them, you and I, off camera. When you're coach of the Knicks and these loudmouths start this new sports station, probably criticizing everything, did you listen to the fan? Did you hear that stuff?
Well, I have the most hysterical story, and it's true. We were in first place, and things were going well. We were pressing quite a bit, which is not indicative of the NBA game, and everything was going great. And FAN comes on, and somebody says, "Boy, FAN, have you listened to it? They're talking all sports. They talk about you and the Knicks all the time." So I said, "No, what is it? Where's the station?" So I turned it on the way to practice, and this guy comes on and goes, "Hey, I'm Vinny from Bensonhurst. I just want to let you know, I don't agree with Pitino's style of play. They should fire him." And we're in first place.
Yeah.
And then the next call, Mike from Bayonne, "Yeah, I couldn't agree with Vinny any more than that. This is not a style of play in the NBA. We should get rid of him now."
Oh my!
I almost drove off the road. We're in first place. And I said, "Wait a second. They want to fire me? We're in first place."
Wow.
And so I never listened to it again because I was so depressed that these guys wanted me fired.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was going to ask you. Now, listen, we know you now, Hall of Famer, all-time coach, champion, all that. I mean, your resume is beyond reproach. But you know, when you're, whether it's the GWB, wherever you are at that point, driving, hearing the fan and Duvitty and John or Joe from Bayonne saying, fire Rick Pitino, you're a young, young man. You haven't accomplished a ton yet relative to what you eventually wound up doing. So, I mean, that's got to rattle your confidence. How do you not take that personally? You have to.
Well, I didn't say it personal, but I just realized that a new medium was coming on that any knowledgeable person can call and any clinical moron can call. So you could have both ways. So yeah. I just said those two guys were clinical morons.
Yep. And by the way, Rick, and by the way, any clinical moron could actually be a host on the station, not just a caller.
No. Hey, listen. But before we get into too much, I want to wish you not only luck. You were great at FAN, and certainly, like I told you privately, you've got a brilliant career. You know, when I was fired from Louisville, I didn't know where to turn. Here, my life was crumbling, and all of a sudden, I went to Greece. I don't want you to go to Greece, and had two of the best years of my life. Then landed at Iona, and now I'm at St. John's. So. A talent like you will be fine. You'll do great in life.
I appreciate that, Coach. Thank you very much. All right, let's get to these Johnnies a little bit. So I like what I'm seeing. I don't love what I'm seeing yet. I like what I'm seeing, and I think that you would probably assess it the same way so far. Listen, the one thing, whether it's Sannin, whether it's Jackson, incredible talents, and I've tried to explain this to people who I think they expected more right away from both of those young players, and you start to see snippets now for sure. But I tell them, I say, hey, listen, I don't care how good you are shooting or with the ball. If you don't play defense for Rick, you ain't playing. So, like, the first month, I think it's very mechanical. I don't think they're really playing. I think they're thinking. And now I can see the thinking stopping for both of those guys because they're starting to get the defense that you demand, and I think that they're starting to play better. Where are we with those two guys, the entire team, the development? It's a different team from last year, Rick. You know that.
Yeah, we're not as, you know, people want because we were number one in the portal, but that's not a science where you really know whether you're good or not good. I mean, we're not as good as last year's team. Last year's team had the player of the year in RJ Louise. They had one of the top guards in the country in Kadari Richmond. Zuby was great. You had Brandon, Davon Smith who could start for any team in the nation. So we're not as good as last year, but obviously we didn't lose too many games.
Yeah.
So I wanted to find out what our warts and blemishes would be. So I booked the Vegas tournament. We played Alabama, and Alabama had better guards than us, but we played them to the wire. Michigan, we played an exhibition game, which we should have won, lost it in overtime on a missed free throw. We took Iowa State, one of the best teams in the country, to the wire. The only game that we did not play well was Auburn. We thought we were going to play Houston. We were prepared for Houston. By all the metrics that tournament was using, we thought we were playing Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And we played Auburn. Auburn outplayed us, so give them the credit. So I'm happy where we are. We have eight new players that really don't know each other. In regard to Josan and Ian, now Josan didn't guard anybody the first 2 weeks of the season. Guys were scoring 15, 18, 20 points against him. Didn't play any defense at all. Didn't rebound. And I have to say, Josan, without question, is the most improved player. He's rebounding. He's gone from a bad defensive player to a really good defensive player. Ian's a different work in progress. Ian is learning to play the point. He was turning over most of the season in practice about 6-7 times a practice.
Oof.
His assist turnover ratio was not good at North Carolina. And what we're trying to do is improve that area, make him into a point guard. So he learns that position, and he's doing quite well at it. It's also, you know, people say, why don't you play him more minutes? Well, when he's playing the two guard, it's very difficult to do that because Ozaiah Sellers is a better two guard. So we need to get him more minutes, and by playing him at the one, it does two things. It gets him minutes there, it gets him minutes at the two. It also relieves Dylan Darling because he was getting a lot of early fouls. And we need him at the end of the game playing that position because he makes everybody better. And here's the fascinating thing. I've never had this in all my years of coaching. Look at the assists of the basketball team. Zuby, the five man's number one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Dylan Mitchell's number two and Bryce Hopkins is number three. When have you ever seen the front court, two fours and a five lead you in assists?
I've never seen that. Yeah, I didn't even really process it that way, but as you run through the stats and me knowing the stats, I just didn't really look at it that way. You're right. Very interesting. So we're talking to Rick Pitino. So, Coach, you said something before. You said, we're not as good as last year. And one thing that I tried to caution St. John's fans about, I would say, hey, I think the prospects of St. John's going 31-5 again are almost zero. But I do think that there's a chance that they're a better team come the NCAA tournament and have a chance to go deeper than last year when, obviously, you got out, you know, in the Arkansas game. Would you agree that 31-5 probably doesn't happen, but you guys could go further in the dance?
We got no shot at 31-5. Yeah. You're right. But can we be a better NCAA team by the end of the year? Yes, we can. Because this team has great upside. Great upside. Just what you said about the two young guys, Josan and Ian. And I'm a big Ian fan. Because you know what I love about Ian is he's a great young man. Mm-hmm. He's not a typical full of himself with a big ego. He is very willing to learn a new position. He's very willing to become a better defensive player, which he is. And he's got good size. Josan is going to still improve. And then Bryce, I've got to get Bryce to be an alpha dog. I got to get him to play like Zubi. If he's that way, if I can get him to have the emotional state of Zubi during a game, then I've got one of the best forwards in the nation.
Okay, but let me ask you this. I mean, at this stage, and you know, Bryce was great at Providence. He's had some really good games for you. You said you're trying to get him to become an alpha dog. I mean, he's 22, 23 years old. If you're not an alpha dog by now, maybe it's not in the cards, Rick.
Yeah, that's a problem. You're right there. It's like trying to get an introvert to be an extrovert, yeah. An extrovert to be an introvert.
Correct.
It's not easy. But what I'm telling him is, I said, Bryce, you got one shot at this game. And that's between the lines. You got to be an alpha dog. Now, away from the lines, Bryce, you be who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't turn, you can forget your NBA dreams.
Yeah.
So that hits a chord. When players hear that, and they're in there last year, that they got no shot at the NBA if they don't become an alpha dog, it hits home.
So we're talking to Rick Pitino, head coach of St. John's, getting ready to fly out to Kentucky today, play Wildcats national TV tomorrow. I'll see you on the 23rd at Corneseca against Harvard, and we're already in the Big East schedule. You guys beat DePaul the other night. Something on Zubi really quick here, and I've said this on the broadcast with Mink. By the way, Mink interviews, Mink's a trip, isn't he, Rick? Mink is out of his mind, right, in his own way? He's nuts.
Yeah, I love him, and I try to break his shoes as much as I possibly can because I do love him.
Hey, we all do. He is one of a kind. But I've said this to Mink a few times during the games. I'm like, and it's out of respect, but it could cross the line and become an issue. I almost see, like, I think there's too many times I look up in the first half and Zuby's got 2 points or 4 points or 5 points, a nominal offensive output. Now, part of it is that he's such a great teammate. He's deferring. He's letting the other guys eat, the new guys get comfortable. All right. But don't you think that he needs to be a little bit more assertive, looking for a shot and going to get his? Am I off on that?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The guys, and I pointed this out, there were 7 times in the last game that the guards should have passed the ball to Zubi in the low post and did not do it. Where Kadari, RJ, who's also a very good passer, would have gotten the ball to Zubi right away. Mm. Because they all know that if Zubi gets double teamed, they're going to get the ball back. And if Zubi doesn't get double teamed, he's going to score or get fouled. So we missed them in the last game seven times that we could have thrown the ball to the low post. So I think it's new players not feeding the big dog enough.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. We showed them. And I think that I think they're understanding of that.
So, Rick, if I said to you, you know, you growing up, you know, on the outskirts of the city and then in the city and just loving the game the way you do, I got a couple of quick hits for you. And you could think for a second if you want to, you know, really give it the thought to give us the right answer. The best handle of any New York guard you've ever seen, who would it be?
You know, I would probably say Pearl Washington or Kenny Anderson.
Pearl.
One of those two.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both of those guys, they weren't the best New York guard.
Yeah.
Obviously, but they certainly had the best handle. They had speed. They had a great handle. Kenny was a little dominant with his left hand. Pearl was had a great handle going either way. But I would look at those two.
How about the best pure New York shooter? I mean, we got to hear Mully pretty soon, but anybody else?
Yeah, I would say Chris Mullin's one or two, without question. There have been guys that shoot the ball great, but none in the class, I think, of Chris Mullin.
And I know the answer is it's got to be Alcindor is the greatest New York player of all time. Who's the second best? Who do you think is the second best player ever out of New York behind Lou Alcindor?
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. Earl the Pearl wasn't from New York.
No,
he wasn't.
Cousy?
I don't know.
I'm throwing names at you, Bob Cousy.
Cousy was so early on.
Yeah,
but certainly he's one of the great guards of all time.
How about Bernard
and
King?
You forget because Bernard King led the league in scoring, and he could be in the top three without question. Who else do you have?
Oh God, Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo was great. No question about it. Why do I always think Carmelo was from Baltimore?
But he spent some time here as well. So a lot of time in Baltimore. Yeah. Marbury, I mean, I'm just throwing names at you here, but just in terms of what about like somebody like Lenny Wilkins? That's going back a mile, but I mean Lenny Wilkins, no?
Yeah, I think you're bringing up Cousy, Lenny,
yeah.
Bernard King without question. But Kareem was the best. New York had so many great guards. You know, you go back to Dick McGuire, who's hanging from the rafters. He was a great guard as well.
That's right.
They had so many great guards, and you think of Cousy as being a Celtic, that he's from Massachusetts, but no, Cousy was from New York.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Rick, I know you're in the car. I know you're getting, you're either home now or you're getting ready to get home and then get on the plane and head out to Kentucky. Hey, take down those Cats tomorrow. I know it's going to be emotional for you having, you know, spent so much time there and what you did there. I'll see you, obviously, throughout the season. And I really appreciate you carving out some time today. It means a lot, man.
Well, thanks, Brandon. See you soon. Good luck to you, man. We're behind you 100%.
I know you are. I always feel the St. John's love.
Thanks.
Thank you, Coach. You got it, man. You know how much I love my Johnnies. Honestly, one of my favorite nights of all time was last December, right now, basically. St. John's played up at Providence. Remember the viral clip, Bogish, where, you know, where Rick Pitino was just F-bombing his team? You know, where the bleep is your pride? Oh, God, that was awesome. I think running through a wall. And they come back, they win the game. Zuby hits a tip-in or a little fall away at the buzzer. St. John's wins. Now, it's really late. I think it was an 8:30 tip up in Rhode Island. So while St. John's, while the players went home, I had the university get me a room. My wife's like, yeah, why are you going to drive home at like 3 in the morning? Just spend the night. I'm like, absolutely. So I'm in the hotel, and Rick is supposed to be going to Miami to spend Christmas. I think it was the 23rd or 22nd with his family. They couldn't de-ice the engine on his private jet, so he wound up staying the night, and I wound up staying the night. And I had already, you know, filmed some TV shows with him, but wasn't social yet with Rick. Didn't quite know him that way, right? So I'm like, all right, game's over. I'm going to go have a drink or two at the bar and then call it a night, watch a little TV, and go to bed, wake up, and drive home. And Rick is at the other side of the bar. And I'm like, I don't want to bother the guy. Again, long story short, I go, we pounded all night. And I mean, for a kid from Brooklyn to just fire question after question about the old Big East and coaching Bernard King and coaching Patrick Ewing and coaching Mark Jackson, What an honor. So I'm sure it wasn't one of his top three nights of all time, but man, it was definitely. And then like the Godfather, I go to get my wallet. He's like, basically your money's not good here, son. Put it away. Oh, if that's the case, make it double, Rick. Like, give me the good stuff, man. All right, 888-808-1019. Hey, I wish I had more than 1 hour. I don't. We have one more hour to go. Let's bang in the calls. Let's finish up strong. Let's have a little fun. Anything you want to ask me, anything you want to say, let's do it. Update Bogish, and then we crank it out next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.